everyone, this is Mary Tivy and welcome back to the Animal Health Surveillance Podcast. So today's episode is the second of our two-parter, and today we're going to discuss what surveillance can do for you as a vet out in practice. So in this episode, I want to discuss a little bit about the tangible benefits of surveillance to vets out in practice, so what you can get out of it really. So this includes how surveillance can help you to manage disease outbreaks or control endemic disease on farms. And I'd also like to discuss a bit about how you can get hold of information from scanning surveillance. So to help us answer these questions, we have Finn Toomey as our guest again today. As I mentioned in the first of this two-part series, Finn is the head of the Surveillance Intelligence Unit of the APHA. And the Surveillance Intelligence Unit is the group responsible for managing scanning surveillance in the UK. So thank you very much, Finn, for coming back to speak to us today and to discuss a little bit about how what scanning surveillance can do for vets.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Ellen, and thanks for inviting me back to talk about this again.
Well, I guess the first question I wanted to ask is, in your opinion, why is it worthwhile for vets to be involved in surveillance? What are they going to get out of it?
So I think the benefits of surveillance to vets in practice is easier to explain if I describe briefly what we mean by surveillance and how it is delivered by APHA. So surveillance is ongoing systematic collection, analysis, and interpretation of data, and the dissemination of information from that data to people who can then take action. And the action is very often some kind of intervention that helps to improve the health status of animals. And scanning surveillance is a term we use to describe monitoring of animal health status to detect new, unusual, or changed patterns of disease, which we refer to as new and re-emerging threats. So APHA provides scanning surveillance in England and Wales, largely through a diagnostic service that is delivered by our veterinary investigation centres, our partner post-mortem providers, and a wide network of veterinary and scientific experts at these sites and also other specialist laboratories, including Lasswade for poultry pathology and Weybridge, where we use new testing technology to support scanning surveillance, for example. And the reasons why it's worthwhile for vets to be involved are, firstly, that our diagnostic service can help them identify the cause of disease in their own clients' livestock. And this will help inform their disease control plans, resulting in better animal welfare and improved productivity. But in using this diagnostic service, they are also contributing to the understanding of disease at a national level, which we share in various ways for the benefit of industry. So they can use this information to support the advice they provide to their clients, in addition to the information they have about specific problems on their own clients' herds. And finally, they also help our detection and understanding of new and re-emerging threats, which could include a wide range of issues that are important to vets and their clients, and includes things like notifiable diseases or non-notifiable but exotic diseases or brand new diseases and pathogens or new strains of pathogens. And these threats also include diseases with public health implications, including zoonoses and toxicities, resistance to veterinary medicines. And finally, we look for changes in patterns and trends of endemic diseases. And the nature of our diagnostic work yields a lot of information about endemic diseases, which should also be of value to vets in practice.
So if we think about that information for a minute, what types of information are available for vets out in practice from the APHA, and what are the methods that you use to send information out?
The data that we generate from diagnostic submissions to the surveillance network are collated in our VIDA database alongside similar data generated by SRUC Veterinary Services in Scotland. And these are analysed to give a GB picture of animal disease status. And the information generated from this analysis is shared widely with people who can put that information to good use. A lot of these outputs are generated by either our frontline vets who provide the diagnostic service or by APHA's Surveillance Intelligence Unit, which includes data analysts, epidemiologists, and species expert groups. Many of the written outputs can be accessed through the surveillance pages on APHA's Vet Gateway website. And these include, for example, disease dashboards, the annual VIDA report, quarterly species level threat reports, and monthly surveillance reports and focus articles that are published in the Veterinary Record. We also send local newsletters to vet practices from our veterinary investigation centres, and we write blogs about some of our activities, which are included in the APHA science blogs that are available on gov.uk. And we publish our sciences papers or letters in various scientific journals too. So there are lots of ways of accessing our written outputs. But we also carry out a lot of engagement to share information at various events, which include local meetings at our veterinary investigation centres and at scientific and veterinary conferences. And elsewhere. And we'd really like to hear from vets if they think there's anything else we can do that would help them access this information in a way that would add even more value for them.
So in your opinion, what might be the value of this information for vets out in practice?
A single submission has a direct value to the vet and farmer to inform disease control and animal management decisions on that farm based on their current known disease status. So that's the first and possibly the primary reason why someone might engage with the service. But collectively, all of those individual submissions, when collated, analysed, and interpreted by our experts, provide so much more value to the wider veterinary profession and farming industry. And this gives them a better understanding of what disease threats are happening around them, which should further support their approach to animal health planning. Additionally, rapid detection of new and re-emerging threats and our established engagement channels ensure that vets can be made aware of situations very quickly. And by contributing to the scanning surveillance system, vets in practice are supporting a network of experts who are available to consult without any charge for disease situations that they are concerned about, regardless of whether diagnostic tests were performed by APHA. And finally, the data from scanning surveillance informs the activities of our species expert groups, which include liaison with relevant livestock industry group and specialist species divisions of the BVA, which supports a more coordinated regional or national response to disease threats.
That's really interesting to hear. So how do you think that surveillance can help vets out in practice to manage endemic disease on farms?
Disease control requires an understanding of the main diseases that are causing problems on farms. And vets in practice use their clinical skills to make diagnosis for many diseases. But in some cases, further testing is required to make a definitive diagnosis. And this may require submission of samples to labs that can carry out appropriate testing. And then, once disease has been confirmed, The vets in practice can recommend specific interventions to control that disease for their clients. Surveillance can be used initially to define the disease problem, but it can also be used to monitor ongoing success of those interventions. And as I mentioned earlier, vets in practice also benefit from the information that we share based on other submissions to the diagnostic network, so they have a wider awareness of what's happening on other farms. So if vets in practice have a disease problem that they need support with, they can submit carcasses in England and Wales to APHA's veterinary investigation centres or our partner postmortem providers, or they can submit other samples to one of our laboratories. And full details about how to make these submissions can be found on the APHA Vet Gateway website. If they want to submit a carcass, they should first contact the postmortem centre to discuss the case with one of our vets, and arrangements can then be made for delivery, which might include eligibility for our free carcass collection service.
Well, thank you again, Finn. That was a really interesting to hear your thoughts on this topic again and how, you know, what surveillance can do for vets. So thank you very much for coming back to talk to us again today.
And thank you, Mary Ellen. It was good to come back and talk about scanning surveillance once again. Thank you.
So thanks very much to Finn for being part of the episode again today and for coming to share his thoughts with us. So check out the next episode, which is going to be available in 2 weeks' time. In this episode, we have Diana Williams coming to speak to us about the work of the Control of Worms Sustainably programme. Diana is a professor of veterinary parasitology at Liverpool University. And if you're interested in finding out more about sustainable control of internal and external parasites in cattle and how this programme contributes to parasite surveillance, then tune in for this episode in 2 weeks' time. If you like the series, please do mention it to your friends and your colleagues. And for news and updates and for information about upcoming episodes, you can follow me on Twitter at the AHS Podcast. Please do feel free to get in touch with me if you have any thoughts or suggestions on the series. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening.